Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson about cheating. More broadly, this is a lesson on lying and cheating and a little bit on stealing. In English, we often use all three words together. They mean slightly different things, but people who lie, cheat, and steal are not very nice people. Although, I dare say, most of you at one point in your life maybe cheated on something in school. Maybe. I'm not saying you did, but it's possible. Human beings like to sometimes take the easy way. Sometimes they like to, instead of doing it the way you're supposed to, they like to cheat a little bit or take a little shortcut. I'll talk about both of those words in just a moment. But welcome to this English lesson about cheating. I noticed the picture is covering the letter G just slightly. Sorry about that. I should have fixed that, but I think you can tell that it ends in a G. So welcome to this English lesson about cheating. To cheat. So this is a very broad term. The verb to cheat can be used to refer to a number of different things. Probably the most common for me would be to think about a student who cheats on a test or a student at school that cheats on their work. So when you cheat at school, it means instead of writing the answers down because you have memorized them, you maybe put them on a little piece of paper or you write them on your hand or arm or you try to look at someone else's paper. So when you cheat, it means you don't do the work you're supposed to at school. It can also mean if you're playing a game with someone, instead of following the rules, you break the rules when no one is looking. So sometimes when you play cards with someone, you know, they might keep a card up their sleeve. No, I don't think anyone actually does that. But you can also cheat at games. You can also cheat in a relationship, and I'll talk about that a bit later as well. But the general term to cheat refers to, let me see, I'm trying to think of the opposite. Like, it's the opposite of good, nice, kind behavior. It's like behavior where you're trying to, you didn't do the work, but you're trying to make it look like you did the work. So one way that you can cheat, and by the way, the reason I'm doing this lesson is I read an article about someone cheating while running a marathon. So when you run a race, if you take a shortcut, that would be considered cheating. So a shortcut would mean if you have to run to the end of the street and then turn around and come back, you only run halfway and then you turn around and come back and you say that you ran the whole way. The article I read about someone cheating in the marathon, they actually ran part of the marathon and then they took a city bus for part of the marathon and then got off. By the way, a marathon is a 26-mile competitive run. So obviously, if you take a bus during a marathon, that would be cheating. The more specific term would be to take a shortcut, to copy. So when you cheat at school by looking at someone else's paper or someone else's test, we call this copying. Sometimes when you are writing a quiz, okay, not you. Sometimes when some people are writing quizzes, they don't know the answer and so they copy from the person beside them. They look over their shoulder and they look at, okay, what do they have for number one? And then they write it down. What do they have for number two? And then they write it down. So when you cheat at school, we generally refer to it as copying. We also call it cheating, of course. So the official term in an academic setting is plagiarism. The verb is to plagiarize. So when you copy another student's work, we just call it copying. But when you go on the internet and you take someone else's words and sentences and paragraphs and you put them into a school assignment and say you wrote those words, even though you took them from someone else, we call that plagiarism. We say that you have plagiarized. You have decided to take someone else's writing and say that you wrote it. Not a very good idea. This is very serious in school. If you are caught plagiarizing, it goes on your permanent record. And I think in most schools, if you plagiarize more than once, you might get kicked out. In some schools, if you plagiarize once, you could get kicked out. So Don't take other people's writing and say that it is your own. Don't use the, that's why I have the copy paste sentence or images here. Don't go and find something and copy and paste it and say that you wrote it. Not a good thing. To falsify. So I falsified this award. I falsified this award last night. I found a template for World's Best Teacher and I put my name on it with the date. I put it really far in the future because maybe I will win this award. I don't think so. But when you falsify something, we're usually talking about documents. You know, maybe someone claims they're a doctor, but they falsified their diploma. They just made it themselves. Maybe you are applying for a job and you falsify the documents. So you create documents that are not true. You say, oh, I won best teacher in Portugal in 2023. Here's my award. But it's simply something that you made. You didn't actually get the award. We would say that you have falsified that document. So even the signature down here, I falsified that. It's not my real signature. So when you create a document yourself and make it look like a real official document, we would use the verb falsify. And then in court, I hope this isn't someone from an actual news article, but in court, if you say you saw something that didn't actually happen, we call that false testimony. If I see an accident and my friend drives into someone else's car, and then I go to court and say, no, 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 the other person drove into my friend. It's the other person's fault. That would be false testimony. This is also a bad thing to do. You can go to jail, I think, if you lie in court. So, but we would call that false testimony. When you go to court and you lie about what you saw, it's better to go and tell the truth if you are a witness. To fudge. So this is kind of a funny one. Often when you play a sport where you write down your own score, sometimes the people you're playing with might fudge their score a little bit. When you fudge your score, it means like if you're playing golf and it took you 5 hits to get the ball in, you know, you hit the ball from the tee and you hit it 3 times on the fairway and then you putted once on the green and it was 5 total shots. And then you go and you write 4 on it. We would say that you are fudging your golf score. So you're cheating a little bit. You're lying a little bit. You see how cheating and lying are kind of similar. So, but sometimes people will fudge their golf score a little bit. So depending on what your friends are like, you might want to keep an eye on them when they write their score down to make sure they're not fudging their score. And by the way, I see someone say, oh, Hafia says, I love to eat fudge. Fudge is actually a food as well, a very sweet, sweet, yummy food made from like sugar and condensed milk. Very yummy. So this is a big one. This is a little tricky to talk about because I like to keep my lessons safe for work, safe to use in school. But when you are in a romantic relationship, you will have a physical relationship as well. You will sleep together. And sometimes one of the partners will sleep with someone else. And we call that cheating. The formal term is adultery. Adultery is when if you're married to someone and one of the people in the marriage goes and has sex, like sleeps with someone else, we call that adultery. But the more common word would be to say cheat. You know, he's cheating on his wife. She's cheating on her husband. It means they've gone outside of the relationship and are getting physical intimacy from another person. So the official term, adultery, but the more common way to describe this would be that someone is cheating on someone. So in this picture, he might think his wife is asleep and then it looks like maybe he's texting another woman. I don't know. I don't know the details. Anyways, adultery and cheating. To cut corners. So this happens in construction sometimes. This can happen on large projects. In order to save money, people might not use the right materials or the proper methods when they're building something or doing something. And we say that they are cutting corners. They do this to save money. There was recently a building close to me where the building, the company building it cut corners. They kind of cheated a little bit and lied a little bit. And then the building started to fall over. Yes, that even happens in Canada. Buildings sometimes under construction start to fall over. So when you cut corners, you're kind of, you're cheating a little bit. You're trying to make money by not using the proper materials or maybe just not using the right method for what you are doing. Forgery. So sometimes people will forge documents. Now, I talked about falsifying documents. Forging documents is similar, but usually you forge things that are more important. So I might falsify documents, but I might forge a new passport. I might find a really nice painting in the world and use my elite painting skills to create a forgery. I might forge it. So it's basically more like lying in paper form. You know, if I got a US passport and tried to put my picture into it, I would be forging documents. And that is highly illegal as well. Again, you can see how this lesson is a little bit about lying and cheating and activity that isn't, I think, isn't helpful in the world. To embezzle. So when you embezzle, this is a form of theft that happens at work. So someone who embezzles steals money from the place they work. So they either submit false documents saying they did work that they didn't do, so the company pays them for it, or they take money directly from the cash register, or they might, if they're in charge of the accounting, if they're in charge of, you know, keeping track of money spent and money earned, they might create like a little system where they get some of the money and it goes to their personal account. So there are a number of ways to embezzle. I don't know how to embezzle money, but this would be stealing money from your boss, from your work. So you're kind of cheating them out of their money. Like you're finding a way to take money that isn't yours. And then I guess you just hope you don't get caught. With all of this cheating stuff, like every version of cheating, you're just hoping you don't get caught, I guess. To cheat the system. So this is a phrase we use to talk about someone who's found a way to cheat and not really get caught, okay? So a good example would be in sports. Sometimes athletes find a way to cheat the system. So they know if they take performance-enhancing drugs, if they take steroids or other things, it will make them a better athlete. Well, won't make them a better person. It will help them perform better in their event or in the sport they play. And then they might know there's testing, but they might know how to cheat the system. Maybe they know that if they stop taking the steroids 3 months before the competition, then when they have a drug test, it won't show up. You can also use this to talk about money and taxes. There's a system for collecting income tax, but maybe you found a way to cheat the system. You found a way to pay less tax because you found a way to get around paying what you owe. So to cheat the system means there's a system and you found a way to not follow the rules and not get caught. False advertising. So this one happens a lot. And I consider this more lying than cheating. But false advertising is when you see something in a magazine or newspaper or on TV or in the ad before a YouTube video and it looks amazing. And then when you buy it, it looks different. So here's some false advertising. You see the hamburger on the far side, looks amazing. Look at that. What a beautifully made hamburger. And then if you go buy it, it might actually look like this one. It's a little bit mushed and it doesn't look as big or as perfect. False advertising is actually illegal in most countries. You can't put a picture up of a hamburger with two patties, and then if someone buys it, it only has one. That would be very flagrant false advertising. But you can't, I think in most of the world, you can't promise one thing, and then when people pay you, you give them something different. That is considered false advertising. I think some advertising, most advertising is a little bit, you don't always get exactly what you want, do you, when you buy something? Table talk. You can cheat at games. There's things like stacking the deck. There's things like table talk. We talked about this in my lesson on games a few months ago. If I'm playing a game and if I'm playing it with a partner who's sitting across from me, so we're on the same team, and if we use certain sentences or words to mean things, like if I say to Jen while we're playing cards, I don't feel so good, it might mean, hey, I have really good cards in my hand. Or it might mean I don't have good cards in my hand. So table talk is a form of cheating when you're playing a game, specifically a board game. So it's like you're talking in code to the person you are playing with. And then stacking the deck would be specifically in a card game. If there are four people playing and you are dealing, you, without anyone noticing, you put the cards in the order you want so that you, or maybe if you have a partner, get the best cards for that game, stacking the deck. And we use this phrase in life as well. Sometimes the deck can be stacked against you. If you apply for a job and the other person applying is like the nephew of the person who owns the business, we would say the deck was stacked against you. You're not going to get the job. Underhanded. I could not find a good picture for this, so I found this one. Underhanded means to do something sneaky or dishonest or devious or crooked or deceitful or sly or fraudulent or shifty or wily. So when you are underhanded, you're not truthful, okay? It would be underhanded for me to say, if you buy my used camera, you get three extra batteries with it, but then two of the batteries aren't for that camera. That would be underhanded. So I'm making it look like you get three batteries, but two of them won't actually work when you try them. So when you're underhanded, I think the best word would be dishonest and deceitful. Those would be the two words I would choose for underhanded. Bribery. I thought this picture was funny because it's like an envelope full of money and it says Mr. Governor on it. So bribery takes place when you give someone money so they do something that they're not supposed to do. So let's say you wanted to win a lot of money by betting on a sports team. You might then cheat the system a bit because you bribe the coach to make sure they lose the game, okay? Maybe there's a boxing match and you know one of the fighters and you want to bet $1 million on who will win the boxing match, and then you pay the fighter you know $50,000. You give them a $50,000 bribe to basically pretend they get knocked out in the third round or something like that. So bribery is when you give money illegally so someone does something that benefits you, okay? Students never do this, but in a school, if a student said, I'll give you $20 if you give me a perfect score on my quiz, that would be bribery. I would lose my job if I accepted a bribe like that. So bribery is when you give someone money. I think usually someone in charge of something, right? So that they do something for you that benefits you. To stretch the truth. So again, this is more in the line of lying than cheating, but it can relate to cheating. So maybe it, like this shirt says, it was this big, honest. Often when people go fishing, okay, let me rephrase that. Sometimes when people go fishing, they catch fish that are this big and they put them back in the lake. And when they get home, they say they caught a fish that's this big. Okay, so they're stretching the truth. They did catch a fish. They're just kind of lying a little bit about the size of it. The reason I put this up about fish, though, is there was an example a few years ago where there was a fishing competition and it was by weight, and the people were catching fish and then they were putting fishing weights in the fish so the fish weighed more to try and cheat. So they wanted to win the fishing competition. And they did it by not just stretching the truth, like they went a little further. They actually cheated. So I guess when you fish, you have lead weights, right? You have your fishing line and you have a hook and you might have weights on the line. And so they were using those weights. So when they caught a fish, they were using those weights to make the fish heavier to try and win the competition. Not a good idea. You shouldn't cheat in a competition. Eventually, you're going to get caught. Let's do one more. There's that slide. This is a good slide. This is what happens when, if you cheat, you don't want to get caught, right? The whole idea of cheating is that you're doing something to help yourself that's not good. But if you do get caught, that's the phrase we use. So the teacher here, it looks like these two people are cheating. They're passing information to each other. And the teacher's like, hey, what are you doing? And pointing at them. So cheaters often get caught, okay? If you cheat at what you're doing, there's always a chance that you might get caught. And then after you get caught, you will have to pay the consequences. That's the phrase we would use. Doping. So this is a specific term for what athletes do to try and increase their performance using drugs or other methods in order to run faster or lift heavier weights or perform better in their event. So sometimes you'll see a news article that says, you know, cyclists caught doping in the last race, or during the Olympics, you might hear about an athlete is disqualified because they did a drug test and found out the athlete had been doping. So when you take performance enhancing drugs, and there's a variety of them, we sometimes refer to that as doping. Hacking. If you play any computer games, it's frustrating when the person you are playing with is better than most humans could be. So I played a game called Counter-Strike when I was younger. Sometimes you just knew someone you were playing against was cheating, because even when you were hiding behind a wall where no one could see you, they would somehow get you. So hacking, this would be, I think we would call these wall hacks. There's also aimbot. There's different types of hacks you can use when playing a computer game that allow you to cheat. It's very frustrating to play a game when it's not a level playing field. When you have a level playing field, it means no one is cheating and it's just your own abilities that are helping you win or lose. But when someone hacks, they take advantage of everyone else with their cheating. So there's a phrase in English, if you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. And I'll explain this a little bit. Let's say you have an English test coming up and you cheat on the English test, and then you get a job based on the results of that test, but they find out really quickly you can't actually speak English very well. You've cheated yourself. Like you think you got ahead, but eventually you just get fired. Another example would be if you really want to run the 100-meter race really fast and you use steroids or some other drugs to cheat, you didn't really win, did you? Like you won against people who weren't cheating. So you're really just cheating yourself. You're making yourself feel better, but it's actually a lie. You're not actually better than the other people. So if you cheat, you're only cheating yourself. A cheat sheet. So this came up a bit earlier. There are two kinds of cheat sheets in the world. In some classes, the teacher will say, you're allowed to bring a cheat sheet to the exam. Crazy, isn't it? This happens in some senior level math classes, at our school even. The teacher might say, you are allowed to bring a cheat sheet with formulas. Let's say it's a geometry test where you need to know pi r squared and other formulas. The teacher might say, you can bring a piece of paper to the exam and you may write the formula for, you know, diameter, area of a triangle. You're allowed to have those general formulas on your cheat sheet, but nothing else. And then when you write the exam, you have the formulas, but I mean, you still have to know how to use them, right? In French class, for younger students, sometimes we say, you can bring a cheat sheet that shows you how to put verbs into the passé composé, whether it's used as avoir or être as its auxiliary verb. So we don't say write all the answers on the piece of paper, but we sometimes allow students to bring a little bit of information in that can be helpful for them. So we call that a cheat sheet. When it's official, it's allowed. So you're not actually cheating. But some students will bring in a cheat sheet when they're not allowed, and then they're actually cheating. Cheat day. If you watch what you eat, if you are someone like me that thinks a lot about, okay, what am I going to eat today? I don't want to eat too much. And then you do that Monday through Friday. You might have a day on, like Saturday might be a cheat day, where you allow yourself to eat whatever you want. So you're very, we would use the word conscientious. That means you think a lot about what you eat throughout the week, but you might have a day where you're allowed to cheat. You're allowed to have donuts. So for me, I'm not this strict about it, but I do know people who they eat very healthy food most of the month, but then 2 or 3 days out of the month, they have a cheat day where they're allowed to eat whatever they want, you know, a big pizza, couple donuts, et cetera, et cetera. And we call that a cheat day, a day where you are allowing yourself to cheat. And then back to the original, when you cheat, you have the title cheater. So if someone cheats on something, we say they are a cheater. So he used steroids to win the 100 meter dash. He's a cheater. She copied the answers from her friend. She is a cheater. She cheated on the test. She is a cheater. So you don't want to get that label. You don't want to be called a cheater. It would not be a nice thing to do. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.